Come on, it's big news, but no one's talking about it. I'm telling you, you can't find it anywhere. Flynn's $50 million lawsuit against the DOJ. What am I talking about? I'm gonna fill you in about George with Gene Ho coming up. Welcome, everyone. It's a great week, a great start off to a new week here. We're really excited. We got a great week ahead of us. A lot of interviews, a lot of stuff going on, but it's crazy today. I had to call an audible. We had a whole show set up, but there was breaking news on Friday. Here's the thing. Mainstream media, they didn't even talk about it. It's crazy. What am I talking about? General Flynn, he just registered a $50 million lawsuit against the DOJ and against the FBI for malicious prosecution. I'm not going to say that word again. I'm going to say for bad prosecution. But that's what happened. And I'm telling you, it's big news. What does it mean for us, though? We're going to break it all down for you. But the first thing I want to tell everyone out here, just to make it clear, number one, just want to let you know my relationship with General Flynn. Number one, I am a speaker on General Flynn's Reawaken America tour. He's the leader of the tour. So I could also call him kind of like my boss there. I'm a speaker on his tour. And I have to say, I'm very close to General Flynn. My family and his family, very tight. I'll be honest, when I talk a lot about Trump sometimes, with Trump, I'm friends with some of his family members. Trump, friends with him. But that was strictly an employee-employer relationship. Whereas General Flynn, like the man, ate dinner with him, great guy, and friends with him. But for this program, I want to kind of make it clear that when I found out about this, I didn't text General Flynn, didn't call him, didn't do anything, because I wanted to go with this program and tell you exactly what I know without all this interference about people saying, oh, you know about this, or Flynn revealed about this with the lawsuit. That I know of, when people on lawsuits, they don't talk about it. So I wasn't going to put myself in that situation, and I want to make it very clear that since I found out about this, I have not talked to General Flynn. But I'm going to tell you what I know all about it and what I think I know about it, what's behind the scene, and what it means to you. So it's going to be really interesting. We're going to talk all about this, and I'll fill you all in on it. But the interesting thing is, why isn't the mainstream media talking about this? Well, for starters, just so you know, they've been after Flynn for a long time. Got a great video. Tucker Carlson, like the guy. Anyway, Greg, roll it.
For reasons we still don't fully understand, Michael Flynn deeply offended permanent Washington somehow. So they decided to destroy him. They pretended to believe he was a secret Russian agent, and then they entrapped him on a completely bogus perjury charge. When he resisted, they threatened to hurt his son until he signed a confession. It sounds like something that happens in China. It happened here in the middle of our capital city, Washington. We've known that for a long time. What we didn't know was that there is an extensive written record that proves all of this happened. And in fact, the truth is worse even than we guessed. According to newly released documents on January 4th, 2017, FBI agents decided to close their investigation of Michael Flynn and his ties to Russia. After much searching, they had found, quote, no derogatory information about Flynn. So it was over. He was in the clear. But it wasn't over. Corrupt FBI official Peter Strzok demanded that the investigation stay open until the Bureau could invent a crime and crush Michael Flynn. And in the end, that's what happened.
Going back to that, if you remember, people have a very clever way of getting you entrapped in a lie. Basically, they keep asking you questions, and quite frankly, sooner or later, it's going to backtrap on you because some of them aren't really lies. They're just not exactly like what they want to say it. One of the things I always tell people about is when you get subpoenaed, they say, we want all your emails. And I'm not saying this is what happens. I'm just saying that stuff like this happens. They get all your emails. They look at that and they say, have you ever emailed so-and-so? He said, no. What are you talking about? I never emailed this person. Are you sure? And then you look it over. I didn't email this person. But if it happens, for example, that you close copied someone or someone close copied that person and they got your email, guess what? You're a liar because you did email that person. Whoa, wait a minute. It was a close copy. I didn't do it. But didn't you just tell us that you never emailed the person? There was never an email from your email to that person. See how they like to entrap you? It's very easily done, by the way. And usually when you're doing this, you need a lawyer. And we're going to talk about how that affects everything. Because lawyers have money. You got to pay them. That's what goes on. And it's a big hardship on a person. Anyway, we know about this story. But what ended up happening to General Flynn? Well, we know about how he was attacked and all this stuff. But what was the breaking news this weekend? By the way, try to find it. Here's a game for you to play. Go Google Flynn sues DOJ $50 million. Like that much. Put in all that information. What do you find on Google and all these other news outlets? Nothing. Not saying it's Google's fault. I'm saying no one's reporting it. I think Epoch Times was the only other one. Gateway Pundit, I think, is another one. But no one's reporting it. So where did we get all our news from? Why is it breaking news? It's because of this tweet. Greg, could you please pull up the tweet? Here it is. General Flynn, notice this point right here. This is a timely, precise, and important filing for all Americans. This level of corruption undermining our rule of law cannot stand. So basically, the law group has already done so, and they have put this tweet out, and it's happening. You could go there, and if you have it, there's one. Was there one more, Greg? Was there one more tweet? Yeah, there it goes. So the law firm basically says here that they are confirming that this is actually happening, that there's a lawsuit for this, and there's also, quite frankly, a link to the actual lawsuit. Anyway, here's my point with all of this. All of this is perfect timing, and we're going to talk about why it's perfect timing, but what led up to this? Why now? Interesting question. Very interesting. Well, what set the stage for this lawsuit to be this precise and right now? You want to think about it? Come on, I know you know it. Mainstream media is saying that MAGA Nation, Flynn, all of us are defeated. We're not being defeated. We are actually winning it. But where was it won, and where was it won with a game with General Flynn? Got a good video. Greg, roll it.
Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is suing the House committee that's investigating the January 6th riot. He's claiming that complying with the committee subpoenas would violate his constitutional rights. This is, of course, a similar argument other Trump allies have made to similarly challenge their own subpoenas. NBC News Justice Correspondent Pete Williams joins us now live from Washington. Pete, what exactly is Flynn's argument here?
Well, at its core, the lawsuit is an attempt to block the committee from getting his phone records and requiring him to give a deposition, or at least to delay any resolution of this until after the midterm elections. The lawsuit says the subpoena is too broad, that it covers things like his political views, violating his First Amendment rights, and matters that could touch on a separate criminal investigation, violating his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination.
See, I know you know it. I know you know it. What is a special word here? First of all, we'll talk about it in a little bit, but it was to be delayed until after, what is it? The midterms. We'll talk about why that's so important. But before we talk about that, it's very interesting. Do you see the point here? What was the subpoena trying to get? Right? Phone records, emails, all that stuff. Me, as a party to a Trump subpoena that had nothing to do with this, anything of it. I've been subpoenaed as, I don't know how you can say this, a witness or whatever in a Trump case. Don't want to get into it. But when they subpoena you, what they say is you get a letter in the mail that says, these are the things that we require of you. Any email going from this person, this person, this person, this person, this person, this person. And what you have to do, because it's a court order, is comply. You got to take this all this time. By the way, it wasn't for the J6. It was for something else. It wasn't for J6. But take a wild guess. When you are subpoenaed by the J6 or any select committee, and you have to comply to it, you want to take a wild guess how much it costs you just to answer that subpoena? What do you think? I don't know. $5,000? I don't know. $7,000? What do you think? $40,000. You see how that works? Because we all have just $40,000 just laying around to answer a subpoena. That's how they make life miserable for you. And what do they want? Phone records. What do you think they're doing with that? Same thing. They go through, or people go through them all. They look at this, and then we start the games again. General Flynn, did you ever call so-and-so? I don't think so. You never talked to so-and-so on the phone. I don't think so. No, don't remember. Oh, wow. Who knew? Voice call, many people there, other people on it, three-way calls, busted, lying. You see how that works? You see how easy it is to entrap somebody and then prosecute them? It's very interesting. Very dangerous game and unfair, because these are good American people trying their best. And as Tucker Carlson said, why in the world, what did he do that permanent DC, which by the way is a friendly word for the swamp, what did he do that was so bad? Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about all the timing and how it was precise in just a little bit. That's why I'm getting you to come back after the commercial. Stick around. About George with Gene Ho, coming back.
Banks are supposed to be the safest placeholders for cash in the world. But in 2022, that changed. The Federal Reserve pulled out $2.5 trillion of liquidity out of the banks. And the Fed also changed the requirements so banks don't need to keep any funds on hand. This means banks are starved for liquidity and have now become very dangerous places to hold your assets. Get out of the system with the world's safest and most private assets, silver and gold. Call Kirk Elliott, PhD at 720-605-3900. Here's what you missed at the last Ask the Expert.
Great question, but when I see the wickedness that is being imposed on these children, it is heartbreaking. It is absolutely heartbreaking.
You ask the questions, you participate. Next time, interact with Dr. Mark Sherwood. Ask the Expert, every Thursday night at 8:30, only on AMP Insider.
Welcome to a new era of connecting patriots, AMP Insider.
Welcome back, everyone, to About George with Gene Ho. I'm telling you, we are off to a very good start to this week. Later on this week, we'll have people like Clay Clark. He's going to be in here. Going to find out if he's a racist or not. How about that for a start? Then we'll have Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. He will be in here, too. We'll talk to him about all the migration from blue states to red states. It's going to be a great week. You have the CPAC, all that stuff. We're going to talk about that with Rachel Rightside Blonde tomorrow. Great week. But right now, we're talking about the breaking news. I'm telling you, it's going to be big. And I don't think people really realize how big this is for us. And it has to do with timing. Anyway, really quick, Greg, if you could pull up General Flynn's tweet one more time, because I just want to point out something. Notice what he says here. This is a timely, precise. That's the key word. Precise. It's an important filing for all Americans. And we're going to talk about this, first of all, the timing, of course. This all was taken care of, by the way, in January 6th, when they wanted to subpoena him, get him back in there, wear him down, waste all his assets, his money, on trying to defend himself over all this January 6th stuff. He tiptoed through it. It was great. And he said, listen, can we wait until after the midterms? Man, I'm telling you, all the mainstream media is saying how MAGA Nation lost because it wasn't a red wave. Trust me, Would I want a red wave? Of course I do. Of course. Would I want the Senate back? Yes. Would I want the House back? Yes. Of all these things, we got about half of it. But we got the more important half of it. That's the thing. And that's where the real victory was had in this. Why is that the case? Got a cool video here. Greg, roll it.
Looking at how the White House, the DOJ, the FBI collects information and runs its investigations specifically into conservatives, with Chair Jim Jordan kicking the whole thing off this afternoon with a long list of accusations against the FBI. He's already sent out a long list of subpoenas. And his Democratic counterpart, Vice Chair Stacey Plaskett, she's basically saying, like, let's slow down. Let's pump the brakes here. Watch.
I have never seen anything like this. Dozens and dozens of whistleblowers, FBI agents coming to us, talking about what's going on, the political nature at the Justice Department.
Okay, here we are. What was the significance of the midterm election? The main victory, what we as MAGA Nation wanted this whole time, is the House back. Because with the House back, the January 6th Select Committee goes what? Poof, disappears, goes away. Now, before they did that, they did a parting shot. They said, oh, okay, we're gonna want referrals to criminal investigations to the DOJ. And then now, the new bosses come in. The Republicans own it. And what's the first thing that Jim Jordan did? He started this new select committee, basically on DOJ and FBI weaponization of their departments. This is huge. Why isn't mainstream media talking about this? This is as big, or if not bigger, than the January 6th commission. Who knows that? General Flynn knows that, and it puts them on the defensive. Now, and talk about this. Oh, General Flynn, what's your plans? I'm telling you what I know about Donald Trump, and I'm telling you what I know about General Flynn. And here's the thing. Both of them are students of great generals. And what great generals do, they don't do their charge, they don't make their attack under fire. They make it when they are clear to proceed. Now, when this happens, what they're doing is the enemies are retreating and or reloading and or out of bullets. Notice, we said this, thing with Flynn, he has been out, free from it for a very, very long time. In fact, he did the whole Reawaken tour while he was already knowing about all this stuff. But what did General Flynn do? It says it in his tweet. It was precise timing. This is timing to a level that is just amazing. Why is that? It's because the coast is clear for him to charge forward. A lot of the deep state, quite frankly, is either reloading or out of bullets. If you have watched Trump over the years, that's how he does it. If there's something going on, he waits until his enemies are out of bullets, and then he comes charging back. That is why in the past, when people have said about Trump, Trump, why don't you say something? Defend yourself, defend yourself. He lays back, and then he makes a fool into everyone else because he knows the truth behind it. Now, with General Flynn, you have to remember, man, I'm telling you, sometimes I hang out with him and I forget he is or was a three-star general. This is some Sun Tzu stuff right here. But he mentioned it, precise timing. And now that the midterms are over with, I'm telling you, this guy, Jim Jordan, is not to be messed with. And thank goodness he's on our side. But if you remember what happened with Jim Jordan, what did MAGA Nation say about Jim Jordan? Oh, he's a rhino because he's supporting McCarthy, all this stuff. Remember we had to hear this? You know what? Maybe sometimes, maybe, just maybe, some of these people like Flynn, Jim Jordan, and Trump, maybe they're smarter than the general populace of MAGA Nation. You understand how that works? Jim Jordan arranged it, maybe a deal, whatever, with McCarthy to get the Select Committee on DOJ weaponization, and now he's got that, and the game is on. We, MAGA Nation, are on offense. And what that means for us is they will not attack people because now they have a microscope on them. I'm telling you, if this would have happened, if Flynn goofed the timing up and would have done this 2 years ago when he got out of all this mess, I'm telling you, it would be bad because a lot of us here would have been in a bigger mess because of all that happening. But what is Flynn saying and what is doing now? And who gives Flynn the power? Who is it? Trump? Who's giving Flynn the power? Guys, it's you. Greg, roll it.
The retired three-star general and former national security advisor has been focused on this year's elections.
Because I am so sick and tired of these Republicans that are out there that do nothing.
The Associated Press and Frontline sat down with Flynn in a rare on-camera interview with what he considers the mainstream media.
I don't even know why I'm talking to you, honestly. And I hope this is recording. Is it recording?
You've been doing a speaking tour, you're endorsing candidates, you're very busy. What are you fighting for?
I am fighting for our constitutional rights. And, you know, in a big way to save America, I guess.
We need to take this country back one town at a time.
Flynn says the left and Democrats want to destroy the country.
They're godless, they're soulless.
His solution for saving America begins with local action.
Yeah, I do use this phrase, local action, national impact. Local action, national impact.
So there you have it. You know, with the Reawaken tour, that it is General Flynn is the highlight, the main attraction at the show. Of course, Eric Trump is there, but these places were sold out even before Eric Trump. Eric Trump, man, it's great. It's awesome that he's in it. But these lines to see General Flynn, they stretch two football fields just to say hello to him. This man, General Flynn, is a great man. By the way, just so you know with it, all of this stuff, while he's doing all this stuff, it is our responsibility to, I hate to say this, jump on the bandwagon while it's hot. Here's the thing. Back in 2015, 2016, if you remember, what was I proud to be? What were you proud to be? Oh, we're the silent majority. We're the silent majority. We're for you, Trump. Oh, but we're not going to do anything. We're staying behind the scenes. See, we even held signs. You know, the signs might as well have said, we're cowards. Silent majority, we're cowards. Look at that. We're silent. We're not going to speak up. And you know what happened? It was wonderful, to be honest, because Trump, as he said, stood in the way and took all the arrows. But guess what happens? They're coming after all of us. All of us. Man, I've been attacked. Flynn has definitely been attacked. A lot of us have been attacked. But here's the difference. Flynn has opened the door for us right now. This right now is the best time in America to be part of MAGA Nation to reclaim our country back. And no, just so you know, so that someone else chop it all up, I'm not saying take up arms, it's an uprising. No, I'm saying get involved. That's what they like to do. The mainstream media likes to cut my words all up. Oh, look at that. Look what he said. It's time to get involved. And now is the time because it's precise timing, as General Flynn says. What we need to do is he is leading the charge. He opened the door, busted it wide open, and now it's up for us to charge behind him. I'm telling you, this is what it's all about. It's time to get involved. How are we going to do that? I'm going to give you some suggestions in just a little bit. Anyway, stick around about George with Gene Ho. Coming back.
The world is about to shift. Banks are going cashless globally with the emergence of central bank digital currency, which will bring with it programmable money and the ability to turn on or off your purchasing power based on your digital social profile. It's like the equivalent of spyware in your bank account. You need to get out of the system with the world's safest and most private assets, silver and gold. Call Kirk Elliott, PhD, 720-605-3900.
Welcome back, everyone, to About George with Gene Howe. I hope you enjoy the show. Sometimes it's so funny. I get so worked up about some of these things sometimes, but I'm very passionate about it. And I'm not browbeating anyone, but sometimes it's hard because I've been there before where you want to make a difference. You're charging forward and you're looking behind you and no one else is charging with you. And it's very disheartening. And that's how these things fall apart. The thing is, this guy just took a charge at it, General Flynn. The door is wide open. They're on the run because of the select committee. They're under what we call, ready? A microscope. Everything that they're doing right now is being watched carefully. They can't target someone right now. People can't target each other because it is all out there in the open. So then, there's no safer time. I'm telling you, there's no safer time than to get out there and make an impact. Now, am I saying you have to go run for mayor or run for whatever, Senate? No, I know that. That's not for everybody. In fact, one of the best things that General Flynn said to me, or said, he goes, listen, being in the military is not for everybody. That isn't for everybody. Because I'll be honest, I never served in the military. But here's the thing. General Flynn was like, you know what? Maybe it's not for you, but what else can you do? So rather than me saying, oh, look at all these things I did, ask yourself what you can do. Maybe you could run for office. If not, maybe you could run for school board. Maybe you could just be very vocal on Facebook. You know what? Got to do your time. Go to Facebook jail every once in a while. Get some street creds. Go to Facebook. Facebook jail is kind of like, you know what, if you're in a gang, it's like, oh, did you ever do dirty time? Oh, no, I never did. Oh, okay. I don't know. Spend some time in Facebook jail. Who knows? The point is, get out there and do something because there's never been a better time. And I'm telling you, I feel it. I know it. Trump is coming back in 2024. And when he does that, I get the feeling he's going to clean some house here. You understand what that means? Feel that's going to happen. And when it's all said and done, do you want to sit back and say, oh, now I'm there. Now I'm ready. But right now, General Flynn basically cleared the path for us to make a charge. So get involved locally. Make yourself known. Basically, don't hide behind everything. Don't be anonymous. All right? Sounds great. Tell you what, just before we wrap it up, you got to come back tomorrow because I will be with Rachel Right Side Blonde, and she was just at CPAC. We're going to get all the people that she talked to. I'm going to ask her a question. Who got booed? I'm saying it wasn't Trump. We're going to ask her that. See? Teased it. You got to come back tomorrow. Big week ahead. Anyway, thank you so much. Thank you for allowing me to become so passionate about this. I love talking about great things and great people and General Flynn. That all being said, tell you what, stick around tomorrow, CPAC show. Come back. About George with Gene Howe. We will see you tomorrow.